Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Have you ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week we blend our opinions, analysis with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today, and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy Cody from the No Name Podcast.
This is Dustin. Is that real? Is that real?
And it's your guy, Trey!
I'm not even going to say your boy, because that doesn't fit.
We're big time now. We got Michael Bublé doing our...
Come on, Frank Sinatra. Sam Cooke. Come on, man. That's good.
I mean, wait, it's still good.
I mean, you spark just... your curiosity. Yeah, there's a show finger. The show finger. This journey of discovery. There you go.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, I had so much fun messing around with that. And I was like, I told my family, I was like, I got home. I was like, you guys got to hear what I did today.
Could you imagine if you did one that's like Metallica? That'd be amazing.
I don't understand anything.
Oh, man.
You don't like Metallica?
No. I know they bought like one of the best hard, like heavy metal groups, right?
Yeah.
I know that.
I like some of their stuff.
Oh, you know. But I tell you what, I had so much fun with that. I was like,
that's amazing. That's hilarious.
This is phenomenal.
I'm glad you just released it on us.
And I wanted to get your first impressions.
I had no idea.
I thought it was a joke. I thought you were joking.
The first 10 seconds, I was like, oh, he's playing. And then I was like, wait, it's gone.
Okay. Yeah, it's going. We're going for the ride here.
We're in here.
Well, welcome to the show today. I had to get a cold. I really wanted to do it on show and just see what the reaction was, because I thought it was the best thing I've heard in a long time. I was like, man, this is so good.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I just want the people to know what AI can do. It's absolutely crazy.
Crazy.
Crazily dangerous.
I said, put my intro in the big band. And that's what I got. And I was
swing.
Like, yes.
Swing music. Swing music. 1920s, 30s, and 40s.
I like to call it big band. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I also want to say happy birthday, Dustin.
I appreciate that.
I hope everybody
gets it. Yay. Big 5-0. I'm sorry.
No. Not even the 4-0.
36.
Okay, 36. Yeah. I remember I was 36.
It was the good old days.
What was it, like 2 years ago?
Actually, I'm still 36.
Oh, that's good.
He remembers when he turns 36, right? Like 5 months ago.
Yeah, about
or something.
5 or 6 months ago. Oh, man, so many moons. So many moons.
All right, so what are we talking about today, guys?
Yeah, speaking of moons.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. That was a good sec. I didn't even think about it.
Speaking of moons.
So Dustin sent us this interesting thing on our little group message, and apparently, I don't know why, after all these years, America is going back to the moon. Now, here's the interesting thing, and I'm using air quotes here for the people on the pod who can't see, is if you believe that they have went to the moon, then we have not been back to the moon. Apparently, maybe there have been some side missions, but I haven't heard of it since the time
there hasn't.
They landed, right? So now all of a sudden it's a big thing. And as we
well,
see
is it a big thing? Because this hasn't been advertised. I mean, this is the first time you guys heard about it, right?
Yeah.
This is the first time I heard about it.
How did you find out about it?
It just popped up on Google. As when I went to Google's homepage, it just popped up in one of the things, like where it shows you a list of different stories that are out.
Yeah.
It was one of the top ones on there.
They were going back
to the
moon.
They're planning on going back May 2nd. March 2nd, no later than like 3:45 a.m. and it's going to be broadcast live from NASA Plus. Oh, NASA Plus.
Do you have to buy a subscription?
So if you have a subscription to NASA Plus, you can watch it live on their streaming service, I'm assuming.
They have a subscription?
Now, I guess.
No way.
Now,
shouldn't that be included in our tax dollars?
Let's look at some of the other stuff, though. So what's different about this one than from the first time that they actually, quote unquote, landed on the moon in 1968? I don't think they're sending astronauts to the moon this time. They're basically sending what it sounds like a Mars rover, but
right,
it's basically going to be a moon rover. It sounds like they're sending something there that's supposed to collect a ton of data and show them what's on the moon. Why do they need to be shown
what's on the moon? Because I thought they already knew.
Apparently, we got a flag there, right?
Right. That's what I hear.
I mean, but anyway, I guess this thing is going to be living on the moon for quite some time and be giving them data back. And it's called the Blue Ghost.
I'm stretching because I'm like, this is so let me, for the readers. So we was doing prep and I said, hey, what, why is it called Ghost Rider? Jeremy heard, what is a Ghost Rider? And he begins to give me the definition of Ghost Rider. Give it to me again.
It's where somebody's having an autobiography written by somebody else. So they're just basically telling their story and they have somebody actually writing the book for them.
And allegedly, he gave me that. My brain was like, you mean like Stanley Kubrick?
Yep.
And if they're doing that again, but putting it right in our face that we're not really doing this, but we're going to call it Ghost Rider. We're going to make y'all believe we did this. We're really just going to take this rover and put it in the middle of Arizona or Nevada and just say rover.
Meanwhile, let's just be honest. Meanwhile, they're doing the exact same thing NASA has been doing for years. They're taking all this money and doing nothing.
Space exploration.
Doing nothing productive with it that benefits any of us or anything.
Right.
They're paying people to help them. So
it helped, but what are they really doing? What's the real thing that NASA's doing? Because I don't believe in all this space exploration that they're finding out all this stuff and benefits us, that they're doing all this information to find out I don't believe they're doing all that. So what are they really doing? That's what I want to know. Like, what is NASA's real game plan? What are they actually doing? What is all this space front stuff fronting?
I say to start an intergalactical war with some other beings.
Or they're trying to get resources from other planets, and they're not telling us what those resources are that could benefit them.
I'm pretty sure we have everything we need right on Antarctica, so...
Yeah, well, yeah.
All the resources we need are right there.
I still don't really know what's really going on in Antarctica.
That's a pipe dream.
Oh yeah, you're never gonna know.
I think so. I don't know. Have y'all heard this? But I know in Black culture, it's a funny thing we say. Because if you notice, you know, let's go ahead and be honest. I made a joke with somebody yesterday about this. I always say, it's certain things we have to be very thankful for white people for. Because Black people has never interested us to do these things. I'll give you one: scuba diving. I don't think that's something that Black people are king on doing. You know, we will
that's
do
fair.
It. But you know, we do it now, and I'm pretty sure there's some really good Black scuba divers, but I'm pretty sure it was not too many people out here, Black folks, like, let's go under the water to figure out if we can see a shark. All right.
Well, I mean, we covered this, I think, a couple weeks ago, where we were talking about the fact that a lot of times Black people are smarter when it comes to danger, and they just steer clear.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, over in one of those other countries that have a lot of crocodiles.
We're not wrestling.
White people went over there and like, let's go try and catch that crocodile.
Right.
And when they get over to the water, the Black guy's probably like, it's going to bite your arm off, right, man.
And so,
race is one of those things too, because I don't. So the joke is why do white people want to do all this space exploration? That's the joke. I'll let y'all get a chance to answer it.
I'm gonna guess because they have found a way to get paid for doing nothing.
Well, that's not the idea of the joke, but I can see that. What you got?
Well, through every time I've ever looked at anything that has to do with world domination, it's always a white man. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it boils down to, is has something to do with world domination. And
y'all thinking too heavy. See, like, this is deeper than I said it. So the joke is, they want to leave all the minorities with this crappy planet.
Okay.
So, like, that's a joke.
Hey, didn't it not say on that thing that I sent you something about?
So while you find it, that's the joke, is that they're going to leave us with dirty, crappy, polluted Earth and find some other utopia planet. And we're going to be like, and I'm like, you know what? We'll clean it up.
I was going to say, if the white man left, it should be fairly quick.
It says right here on NASA's website, on their page where I found this, It says, as part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services, their initiative and Artemis campaign to establish a long-term lunar presence.
Then it might be what Dustin said. some dominance here.
I don't know, man. I was talking to somebody the other day that I always have a heated debate about the fact that we went to the moon. Yeah. It's more of like a okay boomer situation.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I saw it on TV. Oh, yeah. I forgot how much you could trust everything you see on the big screen. You know, oh, I forgot how much you trust the government kind of situation. Yeah. But then somebody else chimes in that's walking past the conversation. Like, well, I heard that if you look through a telescope, you could see the things that were left on the moon. I'm like, what? I've never heard that before. I guess like the
like
rover,
trash?
The rover or the flag. Like I'm like, dude,
what kind of telescope is that?
What kind of American flag is that? Because let me tell you something. I put one up on a pole. I'm lucky if that joker lasts 6 months. I'm talking about. I'm buying the USA flag.
There's no wind.
As many meteors hit the moon quite often, leaving those craters in it, right?
Hey, man.
A meter hasn't hit the moon in like 10,000 some years, probably. We wouldn't know.
How odd is that?
We wouldn't know.
You have a giant moon. It's in space where flying stuff is flying around all the time, and a meteor can't hit that thing?
Because, I mean, once again,
meteors hit Earth.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I'm going to say, when we know about it, when they talk about it, because think about it. If the moon is knocked off our gravitational pull, our solar system or our ecosystem changes a lot. So if something was about to hurt it, wouldn't they talk about it?
I don't know.
I mean logically.
Well, you would think this would be everywhere. Oh, we're going back to the moon.
I mean, at this point, I think people care. Like think about it. In the 1960s, people cared about space and the space race. Okay.
Well, if people don't care about space, then why do we even still have NASA? And why are we still supporting it with all of
because
our money?
Because other countries.
Jobs.
And other countries still care about it. You better believe it. Like, as long as Russia care about it, I'm going to care about it.
Money laundering.
Yeah. We got a friend that believes that's what Ingles is.
Yeah,
he's like, Ingles. Nobody ever shops at Ingles. Think about it.
People are at Ingles all the time.
I'm saying, I like Ingles.
I love Ingles because nobody's ever there.
Oh my god, the one in Conyers is packed.
Okay,
I went anywhere time. It was jumping. It went a lot of people, like a Publix, like I seen at Kroger today.
Hello,
but it was still.
That's the thing. You go to the Kroger out here, man. You're parking literally at the gas station just about, right. And then
no, for real.
And then inside, it's like, I get too sketched out. I'm like, I'm going to go on down to Ingles.
You should, because there's only like 8 people there, but they're there.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think, how do you argue with somebody that when we see this blue lunar landing, when we see this stuff, and they did see what they thought was real. I think we have a space program in the event of to compete with countries, really just compete with China and Russia. Really, Russia was the first person. Now it's just China. Because China sent a series. Did y'all hear about what they're doing in their science labs, which is they just found a way to replicate the sun's energy for 20 minutes. I sent you the video. I sent you the clip.
Yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? Like, so our NASA is supposed to be doing stuff like that, you know, behind the scenes developing science stuff.
Okay. I want everybody here. There's 3 of us here. So let's pretend like I'm the United States.
I want to be China.
You're China, yes. And you're Russia. Okay, so we are the space leaders. Okay, and we're gonna get together because we're having a meeting. So we're gonna get together and we're gonna talk about what it is we've accomplished. All right, I'll, as the leader of the free world, I'll start.
Okay, let me give me time to see what China has done.
You're not gonna need to look this up,
Trey. Okay.
Okay, you're going to need to put on your critical thinking cap for a minute.
Why do I just want
to
be verified?
No, there's nothing to verify.
Okay.
That's why I said I'm going to start you out as the leader of the free world.
Okay.
Man, did you guys see what I got our new budget up to this year? We're going to really start talking about everything that we're doing. What do you guys have in the works this year?
I haven't seen anything puny American.
What about you, China? What do you got in the works this year?
Nothing.
Nothing? But the good news is we can sit around and say, hey, we're going to the moon.
Just like you did in 68.
And look at how much money we're going to get.
Just like you did in 1968.
You're too good at this Russian thing. He might be a spy at this point.
Look at how much money we're going to get, guys. We're going to get all of the government money, and we're going to take it to the moon. Yay.
It's part
like,
of the
what base. Do you think that... all right, off now. Okay. Yeah. What do you think that conversation looks like? I mean, honestly, it's like... Because you know they're talking to each other.
I think it's all... y'all already know what I think with the New World Order. I think they're already in cahoots with each other anyway. It's already one big plan. They sit around and discuss this ahead of time and say, we want you to do this, and while we're going to do this, and y'all are going to do this.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That was the whole point of the exercise.
No, they come to an agreement on it, just like you were just saying. So, yeah, that's what it is. I mean, it's one world government, one big plot, one big plan. So.
Trey, do you think I'm off?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Why do you disagree all the time?
What do you think? What do you think I'm off?
Hey, critical thinking here, buddy.
Okay, so how do you think the conversation goes? Because you know they talk.
I think they talk like poker players talk. I think so America's coming, they upping the budget. They ain't doing nothing. And then Russia might not be saying much. They may actually be doing something.
No, America's definitely up in the budget. They do every year. We looked at the statistics.
You know what America's like with stuff like NASA and stuff? You know what America's like? America's like the person in your neighborhood who has a fancy car or looks like they have a nice house, but then when you go inside the house, the junk is
just a dump.
But outside, they got the suits on. You're like,
couch pushed up against the front door.
Right.
I see one of those houses not far from here.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
On the way here.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I think we call
that the castle house.
Yeah.
I think China is more so quiet about this stuff. For instance, I'm just Googling here. I didn't see this in the news. I didn't see this in the headlines. I think this should be in American news, which is they're trying to send somebody to the moon by 2030.
China is?
Yep.
They might actually do.
And watch this. If they were to do it, how can we refute that knowing that, like, you know, they not, I hate to say it, but I don't say it without saying it, because when I say it, it sounds like I'm lying itself. I was like, you don't get the vibe that China's lying about the stuff it's doing, but it does over. I know they do lie about the stuff they be doing. So, but they do, when they say they did something, they boast and brag about it.
Well, I think America's still going to stick by their story that we did it first. They're going to stick with that. They've been saying,
what does that matter?
1968. Like, okay, y'all are doing it now. We did it first.
Yeah, think about how far CGI has come since 1969.
Yeah.
The next moon landing video is gonna be epic.
4K, huh? 8K.
8K, baby.
Nobody's gonna be saying, he got back down in that thing that looked like a tent that he was trying to zip it back up and it kept flapping open.
8K, 120 frames per second.
Couldn't even zip
it
shut.
So if they offered you an opportunity to go to the moon, would you?
Yes.
Maybe.
I could prove two theories if they did that.
Which would be?
Round Earth and actually get out of space. Oh, and then you could actually get to the moon. Three theories. Boom. Now, would I make it back? Probably not.
Why? Why would you think they would do something to you because you helped dismantle these weird people like ourselves?
No, I'm talking about make it back. Like, if you could actually make it up there, can you actually make it back?
Oh. Can you burn off into the atmosphere and survive?
Exactly. I mean, you may make it up there, but do you make it back? I don't know.
So what is y'all's takes on this thing being called the Blue Ghost? Do y'all think it's being called a ghost because y'all don't think y'all think it's staged? Y'all don't think it's real?
I think they named it appropriately, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think it's named exactly correct.
I disagree. No, I'm just kidding. I just said that. I think that too. If we are operating under the depression, they don't go there, they don't do stuff. I just don't if you're trying to prove to somebody that you do something, let's say I'm a really good fighter, I can MMA fight, but then my name is Trader Winkling, you're gonna be like, why would you name yourself that? Why don't you want to? You know what I'm saying? So like, if you want us to believe that you're actually going to the moon, maybe we call it Moon Landing Number One, not Ghost Rider and Blue Ghost.
It would have to be Moon Landing Number Two.
Yeah.
No.
But I mean, haven't you ever seen all these people that have these little, 3-pound dogs? They name them like Tank. And like,
but they're not.
They have a basset hound named Flash.
Well,
like a Dukes of Hazzard.
I mean, you've got like this little tiny dog that's like named after, you know, the Rock. Yeah. You know, you're like, this dog can't even bite my ankles. It's not even tall enough. Like,
what? But see, that's what I'm making it seem like. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just, it doesn't even make sense.
I had an argument, disagreement, whatever, with the guy at work the other day. He was talking, because I always give him a hard time about the moon thing, because we just joke around about it all the time, because he knows I don't think we went to the moon, and he does. He believes we went to the moon. And so I said something about us going to the moon again. He goes, okay, we're gonna talk about it right now, because you keep bringing it up. He goes, so you're gonna die on that hill to where you really believe that they, even though they have all these documents and all these signed documents with all this proof and everything stating that we went to the moon and all this stuff, you're still gonna say we didn't go? I'm like, yes, absolutely. I said, that's no different than them saying, yeah, this creature went extinct all these many years ago and we're signing off on it, and then they come by and find out 100 years later, oh, we found one, it didn't really die. What's the difference?
There is not one.
No, there is not one. And for them to say, well, we have video proof of us landing on the moon. Well, there's tons of video evidence that Bigfoot exists too, but everybody still says they don't, because you're still saying there's no scientific evidence.
A
no proof.
Bigfoot?
A Bigfoot. That's what I'm saying. You're still saying a Bigfoot does not exist.
I'm still going to be petty.
That's the only thing you heard from church today.
That's all.
You're still holding that against me.
I'm still going to be petty. Yeah, I was listening to the show the other day, and I was like, sorry. God, I can't believe you did that. but yeah, I completely agree. If you trust everything that you read on the internet, you're in the same boat.
So then, how do people get... And see, here's the issue with our thinking is, then how does people find truth about stuff like this? How
to see it for yourself. That's how you find the truth.
But come on, Jeremy, you can't, everything is like, everything can't work like that.
But everything can be, what do they call that, subject.
Yeah.
Until you see it. I mean, there's a lot of things in life that I live that by, and maybe I'm the only one, but I'm pretty sure there's other people that are like that too, that are like, you know, I mean, maybe it's always trying to get one person's side, the other person's side, and then the truth, you know, the three-sided story situation.
But then how do you determine, like, okay, for instance, the guy at work believes in the moon landing. I don't know what
believes the moon landing, but he will not say that there's any possibilities that Sasquatches exist or aliens exist or
He doesn't think any of that exists.
Or ghosts, or like, I don't know about ghosts and stuff. I'm like, but you believe in the moon landing, unequivocally.
But that's a little bit more easier to believe for him, isn't it? Because like,
he saw it on TV.
Potentially, right?
It was live.
And he's younger than me.
Oh,
what?
He did see it.
I thought this might be like an okay boomer situation.
No, he's younger than me.
So then did you ask him, why did he believe in the moon landing and not the other stuff?
No, I just let him be.
Now, where does he fall on like 9/11 or, you know, all these other things?
He doesn't really dive into conspiracies, because anytime I start talking about conspiracy theories, he goes, oh no, here's another one of your conspiracy things. Oh my. Well, you keep sitting there with your hand over your heart saluting the flag and believing everything that's force-fed to you by the news and the media and CNN.
Now, I do want to say, just because you're a patriot doesn't mean you have to believe everything.
Hey!
Okay, Jeremy. Nah, don't try to back out that corner.
Hey, I'm just saying, because I do believe in the United States.
Well, I don't want to sit here and make it out like I'm not a patriot.
The media.
Or I don't love my country, because I do, but I'm also not going to sit here and say my country doesn't try to control me and control all of us.
It's my country, 'tis of thee, you know.
Sweet land of...
Not of liberty. Not of liberty.
No.
Well, okay, so just to change the subject a little bit. Well, did y'all know it was like people stuck in space for like 6-7 months? I'm trying to figure out how long it's been.
Allegedly.
I did see a thing a minute ago. It said like it was posted 4 days ago that they have a return date. They're planning on bringing them home.
Are the people going to the moon going to grab them on the way by?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, come on in.
No.
Go catch a ride with the Blue Ghost.
Is there space Uber?
Catch a ride with the Blue Ghost.
Well, y'all remember that from...
Hey, it'll be up there at the same time, yeah.
Y'all remember that from the early 2000s? It was Ghost Ride the Whip. Yeah. You remember that? Yeah.
To kind of segue
in and piggyback on another theory that we've hit on before. Like, so when did they go off into space exactly?
I think it was June of last year or something.
June of last year. Who was president when they went off into space and got lost in space and couldn't get home?
Biden.
Who's rescuing them now and bringing them home?
No, not a president.
But who's in office when they're going to get rescued and brought
home? Allegedly.
Who will?
President Trump is.
Who will probably take credit for, see, I brought them home.
Well,
Elon.
Elon. Elon. No, Elon's going to take.
I was going to say Elon's going to take the credit.
I'm trying to stay with him, but he's supposed to come back on.
Because more than likely, it's going to be his rocket or something.
Yeah, his SpaceX rocket. So one of the rockets he sent up there failed. That would scare me. If you supposed to come pick me up, I've been doing fine up here.
It won't fail again. It won't fail again. If it failed once, he's worked out the kinks. It won't happen again.
So, if you're in space, you're alive now. And you're like, hey, when y'all gonna come get us home? And the first rocket they send explodes.
Yeah.
You're gonna have as much confidence as you have now in the second rocket?
I would.
Now, you don't feel like these guys might just be sitting over at the Motel 6 right now?
I do think that's a possibility,
just,
too.
Just hanging out, chilling.
I do think that's a possibility, too.
They probably all have their own rooms.
I'm gonna be honest. I was
quick. They're gonna come over here and film us. Strap yourself upside down.
They be floating anything, so I don't know how you do that.
Put your gel in your hair and spike it this way.
This is what I'm more concerned about. It is a guy and a woman up there for 6 months, and I'm gonna be honest. The emotional connection you have with somebody that you stuck with.
You're not. What is that? The last woman in space.
Let's make an alien baby.
This baby, Dustin, you might not be able to participate in this one. Because my just to save you, okay? My imagination is this, okay? I'm stuck in space with someone. I probably go up there and think, they're not my type. But after 6 months of talking to somebody, being around them, you're sharing a trauma, you may catch some feelings.
Except for the fact that they're probably in the Motel 6 with their own rooms and just chilling by themselves is my guess, because stuck in space, I don't believe it.
I'm be honest. Do they have anti-gravity machines that can float people?
Yeah, they do.
Not like the hurricane wind machines where they blowing you up. I'm talking about where like...
Why wouldn't that suffice?
Because on the Good Morning America, when they interview them, you don't hear nothing. Bro,
TV.
Jeremy, y'all know this one, and I know. You know, from sound is hard to manipulate if you have wind and all this other stuff, like manufactured wind. It's hard to...
Is there a thing out there called voiceover?
It didn't sound like... I know what a voiceover sound like. If they have gotten this good, bro, we're in trouble. Because they can make you say anything.
Did you hear our intro song at the beginning of this episode? Because it was pretty phenomenal.
I knew it was AI.
Point.
I knew it was AI.
Come on. You thought it was Michael Bublé.
No. Dustin thought it was Michael Bublé.
Was on point.
One of you guys thought I paid Michael Bublé to come here and do a song, which I would love to be able to do. That would be great.
Dustin thought it was Michael Bublé. I knew it was AI software. I can tell.
That was one of the best I've heard in a
long
time.
That guy, he was talking, the guy that I got in that disagreement with him one other day.
How old is he?
He's 30.
He's 30. Oh, wow. That's...
Yeah.
Wow.
And he got done telling me about this Domino's promotion or something about, you can get an unlimited toppings for like $10. And I said, yeah, and I believe if I go outside here in a minute, I can see Kobe Bryant riding a unicorn in the parking lot, too. He's like, what does that mean? I'm like, well, Kobe Bryant's dead, and there are no unicorns. So that means I have as much chance of seeing that as I do getting your $10. But he's like, it's real. They have receipts right here, and they're showing it. I'm like, well.
Is Kobe Bryant dead anyway?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Okay.
Did you ever see that theory that it's not real? There's a theory out that says that's not real, that Kobe Bryant actually never really played in the NBA. It was all made up and made believe anyway. I'm like, well, what are the people that saw him live at court on the like there? It was all, it was, none of it was real.
Maybe
a hologram.
I'm like, I think
I saw Kobe Bryant in the flesh.
Bro, I think that. Yeah.
And it was amazing. Yeah. The 4 or 5 times I saw him. So
yeah. I love Kobe Bryant.
I don't think you don't love Kobe more than I love Kobe.
No.
I love Kobe beef. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Anyway.
I mean, I'm just saying, what? That's the subject? Did I go too far?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you did.
Why do you think he's dead?
I do think he's dead.
Kobe?
Yeah.
I think he's dead because I think he knew stuff that, the same stuff that, what was that?
Chester
Bourdain.
Chester Bennington.
Anthony Bourdain,
yeah.
And I think that the lead singer for Audioslave. But he was also in there, too. What was his name? Chris Cornell.
Soundgarden, bro.
What did
he still sung for Audioslave.
Yeah,
too.
But yeah.
I know.
A lot of people don't know.
Black Hole Sun.
Trey over there looked like he was like, what? But he knows Black Hole Sun. There's no way you don't know that. Oh, my gosh.
Chris Cornell was one of the greatest singers of all time.
Really was. It's just too bad he was wrapped up in a foundation.
I think he was only second to Layne Staley, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion. Anyway.
There's a foundation that was recently in the news that I won't name that gave a bunch of money to a wedding, and seems like everybody that was wrapped up in that, plus the dude Fast and Furious, what's his name?
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Yep. He was wrapped up in that too. Weird, right?
Yeah. Another show.
The guy that hung himself.
Another story for another show.
Epstein. He was a little bit in their circle too. It's kind of weird. Anyway.
Yeah, they all had knowledge and
then they were gone. Weird.
How many people?
Well, that's... Oh gosh, it's got to be like 8 just that we've talked about here in a minute.
Yeah. And they all were...
Trey, that look on your face is concerning. I put you on the big screen here so the people
aside from Kobe and Paul Walker, all the others committed suicide, allegedly. You notice that?
Well,
including Epstein.
Now, he's still in the out.
But Kobe and Paul Walker both died in a fiery death.
Fiery.
And so the theory behind Kobe is what? Like, he didn't die or what?
Oh, I think he died. But I'm saying the one theory that I was initially talking about, they were saying that whole thing didn't exist. Kobe never played basketball. The whole career was staged and set up and made out like he was a famous player. Anyway, it wasn't real. I'm like, I don't believe that.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all.
Unless they're trying to say he was a clone or something, and then maybe we can...
Yeah, I don't believe that at all.
But, come on, don't do that to my boy Kobe.
Anyway, that's whenever the guy, and I was like, yeah, I believe that I could see a Kobe riding a unicorn in the parking lot too. And that's whenever, and I was like, well, I mean, you believe in the moon landing? And that's when he's like, okay. So you're going to say documentation, all this other stuff, it didn't happen. No, it didn't happen.
Well, the guy that I was talking to that I was talking about earlier with the moon landing, I said, so you're telling me that you think the plane just a couple weeks ago, that helicopter did not hit the plane on purpose? No, there's no way. Oh my gosh.
How is there no way?
I hope he's listening to this so that he'll come talk to me about the fact that I called him out. But I just want to say, he says that he has to take his blood pressure medicine before he listens to this show. So
I told the guy.
But he'll listen because he's still my friend. So.
I said, hey, bro, you do realize to your argument right now, I said, you see this cup I'm drinking out of? I'm drinking out of an Atlanta Braves cup. I said, to your argument, I can go in here right now and type me up a certificate and say that Chipper Jones gave me this cup, and I can put a stamp on it and say, it's authentic, it's real. That's basically what you're telling me. That's how I look at those documents that you're talking about for the moon landing. They wrote them up, they put a stamp on it, and said, oh, yeah, we have proof. Here it is.
Is that some sort of Canadian accent?
I don't know. It's just my accent.
I think, okay, I don't necessarily believe it, that we went on the moon. I told you
I didn't see your head flapping. That's what I was wondering.
Here's your proof. Hey.
But I do think we go to the outer rim.
The outer rim of the dome,
I have no idea,
right?
About space. I really don't believe we've been to the moon. I don't believe we've been to any other planets. I think that we may have went into quote-unquote space, but I think they can only go so far. I don't think they can actually get into outer space.
Do you think that's why we haven't put nobody on on Mars?
Yeah, 100%. I just don't believe they're able to. I don't sit here saying I don't think NASA exists. I don't think all these other space stations exist. I think they exist because I do think that they legitimately want to get into space. I think they have a motive to get into space. They're just not letting us know what the real motive is.
But how can the space station exist if you didn't go into space to put it there?
Well, I don't know. That's
and what would be their motive?
Well, the motive is money.
But you're wasting it right now.
Are you saying the government won't waste money?
No, I mean, come on. Okay. What I'm saying though, if the goal is space exploration, you don't waste money because we have not achieved a result.
Elon's gonna stop them from wasting money. Sorry, Trey.
Did you see I just closed my eyes? So I'm trying to think in my head. What do I want to say?
I thought maybe food coma set in, Trey.
No. Like, Trey has to take his blood pressure medicine now.
I was literally calming down. I'm like this.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Because in my head, I had like 5 Elon situations I want to say. I was like, no, we promised ourselves. Hold on, let me do it again.
You can say it. I don't care.
No.
I mean, you go for
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, okay.
Doesn't bother me.
To your point, right? It's just weird.
I'm just saying, don't not do it for me.
Okay, okay. Okay, thank you.
Got to throw him out of here. Your boy. Throw him, your boy.
Okay, thank you.
Throw it to him.
Your boy. Your boy Elon. We'll clean up government waste, but you won't get rid of your space contracts. That's weird. You'll clean up government waste and you have a contract to go rescue scientists. Which is what you just said. We don't even know it's gonna work. When you shoot off a rocket and it doesn't properly, you know, work, how much is the jet fuel? How much is all that stuff? You don't think that's waste?
Are you saying that there is an actual price on human life, Trey?
Yes.
Interesting.
I mean, it's a price for all of us. What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
we don't determine how much it is. We will We would like to think that we have it.
Yeah, if there wasn't, there wouldn't be. What would they say? They're approximately worth $17 million.
What did you say?
Net worth.
Who's net worth?
I'm just saying net worth in general. That means there is a price on life.
Yeah, I don't think your net worth is more so what you have accumulated.
Yeah,
in
I understand.
Value.
I'm not
talking about net worth. I'm talking about the taxpayer net worth of human life.
No, I know.
Explain that.
Because I feel like in 9/11 we learned that the human life is not worth much.
I mean,
so how much are they spending to save these two humans? Supposedly, that are in outer space. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think if I'm tracking you right, then it's the idea is you're saying...
How many hundreds of millions of dollars are we going to spend?
These two people worth to go up there and get them?
Right.
And I would say, generally speaking...
I don't know if it's hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm just assuming. So.
It is. 9 times out of 10 to build a rocket? Yeah. but I don't think that's the goal, though. I don't think they care about the people as much as they care about saying I did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like oh, the
They're
byproduct
looking at this as an opportunity to go into space and do something.
Right. So the byproduct is, oh yeah, we say to astronauts, which you know, your boy, the Donald, gets a pat on the back and we are the best ever. We save people on space. but the idea is we get to say to other nations, y'all have not done this.
That was the worst Donald Trump impersonation I've ever heard.
I put no effort into that.
You sound like my little gnome over here. That's
we gonna make everything great. Everything is the best of all time.
Sounds like Macho Man Savage for you.
Is anybody going to space like we're going to space?
Oh yeah.
We're going to go to the biggest and best space we've ever seen.
We do the best saving astronauts of all time.
We're going to go to the biggest moon, apparently. So, hey.
What's the biggest moon? Jupiter?
No, just our moon. It's the biggest and the best.
Elon flew that rocket better than Neil Armstrong ever could.
There you go. There you go. Hey, definitely. You low-key good at impersonation. I'm just, you know, you might have a gift that you're sleeping on, buddy. That was really good. I'm terrible at it.
Fake news.
That was not fake news. That's right on the money.
I'm saying impersonations.
Hey, did he do another one the other day that was really good? What was he doing? I can't remember.
No, that was Steven. He did the, what was it?
John. He did one too.
Oh, did he do one too?
My Mike Myers.
Oh.
Yeah, remember? And we couldn't stop
That's
laughing.
Right.
He
How about
good?
New?
See? I'm trying to tell you. You might have a gift. But to say this, I don't even think, estimate. Let's just have some fun with this, okay? Y'all know how I am. Have fun. You need to have fun. How much is your life worth to you?
I'm priceless.
Right.
Oh, my God. Don't give me that supermodel BS. Give me a real.
Wow.
Give me a real.
You a supermodel.
Give me a real.
I've been trying to tell my wife that for years. 20 years.
You're lucky to have me. And that's not fake news.
I mean,
we have lost complete control.
How much is my life worth to who?
Okay, let's say...
To me?
Okay. That's you. That's how much would you want them to spend to save you from space? Because, Jeremy, you have a weird view of perspective of death.
I wouldn't care. I'd just say, get me down.
I mean, I would not put a dollar amount on it. If it's the taxpayer dollar, I'm like, hey, you gave all these people millions and millions of dollars. You better come spend that on me too, bro.
One American citizen is worth $100 million?
Hey, bring it on. I could be the most important person. You just never know.
You know what's the biggest news that I've had today is that Phyllis lady confirmed that we're going to that cabin in September to do a Bigfoot episode in Oklahoma. And your boy Trey's coming.
I shouldn't put on the airways that if Phyllis come, I would come. Because now I'm held to it.
Yeah.
I wonder if it falls on my birthday weekend. That would be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
If it falls on my birthday, I would love that. That's a good
I just want to get a recording, like a vocal.
We're going to pack all this crap up. We're doing it.
Bring the cameras. I'm going to bring my
and we're going out. We're going to take some equipment with us at nighttime to go out into the woods.
Definitely.
And try to catch a howl or something.
Yeah.
And so I want to, like, hey, if we threw this out there and if there was an experienced Sasquatch person out there that could go with us to help us or whatever, would y'all be up for them going?
Wait. See, I don't know them, so I need to be able to trust them because they could be a psycho.
Well, yeah, like, I want them to come on the show beforehand and like, let's come on the show beforehand.
Wait, where are you finding this person, Craig?
I don't know. No. I'm talking about somebody like Bobo. I'm talking about somebody like Bobo or somebody from the BFRO.
Like, he's getting you from Craigslist, like murderers.
No, I'm talking about
take
some,
us.
Some
get
reputable
Craigslist murderers still around.
I'm talking about some reputable
Hopefully
people here.
Who's Bobo? Like, I don't know who this people. Who's Bobo?
Bobo is a famous Bigfoot researcher.
Yep.
Okay. But wouldn't he be at the thing anyway?
He'd just be at the cabin in Oklahoma.
Yeah, like would he be in that area anyway if he's known for it? Like,
well, there's more than just one place.
I mean, oh, okay, I got you.
He may be in, I don't know, Texas or
right.
Ohio or somewhere for all I know. I don't know where he's at. But I'm just saying, like, Bobo is a real reputable person. Like if we were able to email him and see if he wanted to come on or whatever, would y'all be down for him coming?
Yeah, he's not a crazy mass murderer, I'm fine.
He's not.
Yeah, I'd try like to not die too, so.
But you'd be down for somebody like that, I'm saying.
Yeah, I actually would trust the Bigfoot better than I would trust another human being.
Now you're preaching. Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Now you're preaching.
When you start thinking about it, you're like, I think I'll take my chance with
a Bigfoot. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law got me a Bigfoot blanket for my birthday. I love it.
Nice.
Is it full of fur?
It's amazing. It's soft.
Is it made out of Bigfoot fur?
Oh, that'd be awesome, too. Did y'all see my troll I got? It sits on my desk at work now.
Her name's thing's a little freaky.
Her name's Olga. She's made in Norway.
Is it a real troll?
It's a troll. She's
about now. Who gave that to you?
I bought it online.
You might want to take the pins out of it because you don't know who you're messing with.
I will say, since I got her, my back hurts. I've gotten sick and I cut my thumb open. I mean, my finger open.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. But you may want to dump that.
She's
thing,
incredible. I love
when
her.
When I saw it, I had to keep scrolling. I was like, oh.
Trey, you want
to
see my Olga?
I don't even think Olga. I commented
show
on
me,
it because it was
show me
it was bad.
Me this. Who,
he's amazing. You'd be nice. Well,
did you buy it from Amazon?
No, I bought it on Whatnot.
Oh, what?
There's an app called Whatnot, and they auction things off from like thrift stores and out of storage unit buys. They'll live unboxings. They'll just auction.
It's called Whatnot.
Called Whatnot.
You said it so southern. Did you hear yourself saying it?
Yeah.
Say it again one time for my
Whatnot. Here's my Olga doll. Here's my Olga troll.
Oh my God. No.
She sits on my desk at work.
Somebody cursed that.
No. No. So in Norway, they actually make these things for good luck. If you put these in your house, they're supposed to ward off evil spirits.
There is nothing good luck about that thing.
Yeah.
You don't know. She's amazing.
That's it. Yeah, I know why it rears off ugly spirits, how ugly it is. Jeez Louise.
She's amazing. She's cool.
That you look at that every day?
Oh yeah. I pet her hair.
Oh.
Does it face you or face your customers?
Both. Right now she's facing my customers.
I would walk to another counter. I'd be like, is there anybody else here that can help me?
I
am not dealing with this guy.
Hey, is it a conversation piece?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I'll put it on the camera here for our viewers to see her if they haven't seen her.
Don't scare our viewers. We want them to come back.
I'll check out.
If you are listening to the podcast, unfortunately, you can go to our YouTube and see this troll that he has.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Let's try it.
Let's see.
You're going to have to back it up a little
back
bit.
Back it up a little bit.
Back it up.
What if we just can't get a clear shot because she don't want to be on a camera?
Never going to have a clear shot.
Yeah.
My God.
Because she don't want to be on camera.
No, thank you.
She don't want to be on camera. It got immediate blurry. I guarantee.
I mean, I just want to say for the people that may have seen this, if they're watching on YouTube, as Dustin has this thing pulled up, my lights start to flicker.
It did.
No
it did.
Way.
It did.
You did
it
not
did.
See that?
It did.
No, did
the,
it really?
The light started flickering a
it
second
did.
Ago
That's
for
amazing.
Real. It is not that amazing. Is not... There's something wrong with that thing. That thing needs...
Watch it. And Jeremy, did you that have thing, that camera up?
A second ago, yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm like,
I mean,
not the camera switching itself.
That thing needs a young priest and an old priest. That's
hey, speaking of
some holy water.
Speaking of y'all talking about the dolls that are cursed and stuff like that, did y'all see the Super Bowl? There was a lady in the crowd for the Eagles fan. She was an Eagles fan, and she had a Patrick Mahomes voodoo doll, and she was stabbing it with pins.
Yeah, I saw that.
She's stabbing him with pins and stuff while he's just getting sacked and sacked and sacked and beat down in that game.
Yep.
And by the way, I'm so glad the Chiefs lost. Just
oh, yeah.
That out
yeah.
I think you mean the Taylor Swifts. That's
yeah,
that pretty too. Much all that was.
What do y'all say? The girl just liked to see her boyfriend play.
Travis Kelce was horrible in that game.
Well, he only got three.
Well, that's why he didn't propose, because she would have said no.
I mean,
well, first of all, he wasn't horrible. Patrick Mahomes was horrible. He threw
yeah,
a pick six.
Patrick Mahomes
yeah, but
wasn't
he,
even throwing
he missed
the ball.
Two of the catches that Patrick Mahomes sent.
One of those catches.
There was one of them. He was wide open, though, and Mahomes didn't even throw the ball.
And
Mahomes, I mean, Travis Kelce just stopped trying.
Yeah, I think at one point he was like, yeah, we lost this one.
Yeah.
There was a point where
like,
Travis Kelce runs
me.
Out, and he turns, and he's wide open. And Mahomes is over here running for his life and just trying to scramble around, and Travis Kelce goes.
I'm going to tell you like
walking away.
From your doll to space to all this stuff, we're talking about. This is the issue with everything. Nothing can be trusted. And if nothing can be trusted, then what do people get truth from?
I definitely don't trust his doll.
My doll.
Throw that out there.
I love old.
As soon as my lights started flickering, that's all the...
What did you... Did you make sure like this thing is like Norway verified non-voodoo?
I looked up the type of the troll dolls that they are. They're all made in Norway. All those dolls.
I'm saying like do they commit to no voodoo witchcraft on the dolls?
No, I didn't see that. It just shows what they're made out of.
Which is human hair?
No, I didn't talk about the hair. It's just talked about
human teeth. Is it a shrunken head?
They have like plaster and clay. And
no, I would not be surprised if it's a shrunken head.
Yeah.
Just
all I know is she's old and I love her. She's amazing.
Wow, you sound a little bit too frisky.
I did see your wife's comment on there.
Yeah, she didn't like it. She won't let her stay in the house.
I don't blame her. I would not.
What did your wife say?
She was scared of her.
I am too.
I took her right out of the box and Kelsey was like, "What is that?" I said, "This is Olga." And she goes, "Did you know she was that ugly when you bought her?" I'm like, "She is not ugly." I said, "You'd be nice to her." And I was like, "I love her. I think she's awesome, man. She's cool as hell." She's like, "Uh-uh." And I was like, "I'm gonna put her on. I'm gonna put her in the fire mantle." She's like, "No, absolutely not. She's not going up in my house." I'm like, "Fine, I'll take her to work. I'll take her to work."
Have your sales been up or down since you put her on your
I'm about to say
down.
Oh man,
conversation piece though.
No.
Why? So why did you get that?
Because I like it. I like weird, strange things.
No, what I'm asking is, what do you do? Flipping through a troll book? I'm like, hey, I want a troll.
No. So what I do is I go on Whatnot, and I like to go on
Mr. Jeff Bezos over here.
I can, listen. I can go on there, and there's like antique stores on there, people selling their stuff, and thrift stores, people selling their stuff. People buy all these storage units. They do live unboxings. They don't know what's in it, and they just sell it. I go in there in search of old books because I like to collect old books.
Yeah, you told me.
And I like to collect weird, strange, different things. And when I saw that, I said, The troll doll. I want
fell
the troll
in love
doll
immediately.
Yeah, so I liked it. I like strange, weird, different stuff. I mean, honestly, if it was me, there'd be so many weird, strange things I'd have in my house. But I'm respective of my wife's feelings too, so I don't buy those kind of things.
I'll tell you this, after my lights flickered a minute ago, Olga can stay out of my house too, including pictures of her, because apparently you channeled whatever the crap was on that thing right on in here, buddy, because that was...
I thought I was the only one saying this.
I didn't see anything, but that's because I was looking here and looking up there. I didn't see
Well, the it. Whole, like, the... Yeah. The room lights, all of it started flickering. I'm like, oh, boy.
You want me to try it again?
No.
No. No, because I don't want to have to record this episode again and talk about Olga. My goodness.
No. Watch this whole back half of the podcast don't even work.
Probably.
It'd be like, that's what it's going to sound like. And people are like, what happened, Jeremy? I'm like, Olga.
I've spent too much money for this setup not to work.
And for religious purposes, this troll?
Yeah, I mean, it says she brings good luck and wards off evil spirits. So that's what they say. That's not why I bought her.
Would you be willing to donate her to Elon for his space mission to...
I'm not getting rid of Olga.
Okay. Wondering, would you sell it to him for like, I don't know, $1 million?
$1 million, yeah.
What's your price
to get rid of Olga?
Can I ask you how much you paid for Olga?
Olga was cheap.
Yeah, can I ask you? What
why
was
you
it?
Saying it like that?
$15.
$15, including shipping?
Yeah.
Okay. So if someone was to offer you $1,000, are you taking it?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Dude, if I paid $15 for something and somebody walked by and offered me $50,
gone.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not that way.
I came up.
I don't know. I'm not that way.
Oh my gosh.
Are you in love with Olga?
No.
You sound like it.
I'm not in love with Olga.
My wife paid her. I said, I just take her to work then.
Yeah, I like her. I think
my cool. work wife. Olga.
Right.
I like her. I think she's cool. I like weird, strange things.
Hey,
I'm dumbfounded a little bit on this one. I mean, if somebody walked up to me and offered me $50 for something I paid $15 for, it's gone. My wife gets mad at me because I'll say everything's for sale.
That's a good American.
She's like
smoking.
Everything. I'm like stuff. Yeah, I mean, obviously not
humans,
but you know, as far as stuff goes, I'll sell anything.
Yeah, probably because then I could buy a lot more stuff.
What's the price?
$1,000. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
$50, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't sell $50. $50.
I'd give you $50 just to shred it.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
And his life would be over.
Wouldn't for $50. No.
I mean, just for the good of humanity.
His life will be over.
I mean, Olga's taking my grid
God,
down.
Like she's evil. She's not evil.
If my lights hadn't, if my lights hadn't flickered, I would not be having this conversation right now. But my lights flickered. My lights don't flicker.
You know what's cool though? What I would have bought on there too the other day is they had a mourning veil that somebody had used, like I guess in a funeral. I would have bought that.
A mourning veil.
Yeah.
Why would you buy that for?
Just to put it up in the house to decorate.
I got nothing.
I'm trying to think of something to say. Like, why do you want that?
I just like weird,
that's
odd
bad
things.
Juju.
I like weird, strange, odd things. I told y'all that.
I mean, cheers to hoping that when you bought a wedding ring, you didn't buy a used one.
No, I didn't.
I
didn't do that.
I'm thankful to hear that because there is something to that
about... Oh, there's a great deal of whatnot. You won't believe I got to show my love for you. He left the whole ring set in the storage garage.
It would be cool, though, to have somebody's wedding ring like that, like from the 1800s. That'd be cool.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want anything from the 1800s.
I'd love it.
There are certain things that I think you just don't mess with when it comes to that stuff. I really do feel like the spirit world is alive and kicking.
Hell yeah.
And I feel like there's just some things you just don't mess with.
Like a little troll doll. That
like Olga.
Light flicker.
Olga's harmless.
So if you can,
how do you know your mailman didn't die or something after delivering it to you? My goodness. I mean, could you imagine pushing this thing through the mail? You're like, oh, geez, we need to check this package.
I'm getting sick.
Yeah.
Oh. Throw some holy water on that. How about new?
All right, I gotta wrap us up. All right, so I guess I get y'all thoughts on the space. Are they in space or not in space? Two people.
Those two people?
What's your final verdict?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think they're in space.
I think they're on a brim. I think they are stuck. I don't think we go back to the moon, even with the lunar thing. I think it's going to fail. And I think if we do, NASA Plus is for free. I want to watch it to see, you know, what's the data they found.
The bad part is you got to watch it at 2:30 in the morning.
I have no money yet.
I mean, if you have to, you have to.
If you want to see it live.
I mean, it's worth staying up for.
Is it real?
Well, you look at the video and see when they launch it.
I don't want to buy NASA Plus.
You don't have to buy it. It's free. You pay. You already paid for it.
Oh, NASA Plus is free.
It should be free. It should be covered in your tax dollars.
You already paid for it.
Should be.
I think we pay for it every paycheck a little bit, right. You know?
I don't know. Like, I kind of want to agree with you on, I don't think that they're stuck in space. I think that, because I don't think we can get to space. I think that they would be, best case scenario, they'd be stuck in out there on the fringe or something and can't get back. But I'm with Jeremy, though, really wholeheartedly on, I don't even think they're out there. I think they're probably put up somewhere and they're fine.
What do you think?
Well, I think they had a video at one point of live footage where you get to watch them 24/7.
On Good Morning America.
Good Morning America interviewed them.
Cue the green room.
But how do you for 24 hours straight see somebody just, you know, until they go to sleep, just float in there for hours?
You tell the people in charge of the green room to leave it on for 24 hours.
I don't know. That's sketchy. Sketchy. So you think they're actually up there?
Yeah.
So how are they floating around if they're not in space? Because you said we can't get to space.
Then the outer rim.
So you think you float in the outer rim?
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
And they have enough, everything that they need to survive.
No, they've been sending them supplies. They ran out.
How are they getting supplies on their ship?
They have like little thing, and they show you and attach the thing and they give it the supplies.
I can give you this, but I can't get you down.
No, okay, to send supplies up is easier than bringing people, apparently. They said it. There's
so many things wrong with this.
I don't make the rules. I don't make the rules.
I know you don't, bud.
They can send that. Like, so like one of the rockets that Elon sent up, they want to explode. It had supplies on it for them, so they had to redo it. So,
well, thank you everybody for listening today. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, man. Remember, truth out there, straight between the lines.
Your boy.